You may remember that not too long ago, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo cupped two Guatemalan coffees and a Costa Rican coffee side by side when they just were 3 days off the roast. Now today, 7 days off the roast, and they're roasted on the hot top KN8828B, the fully manual sample roaster stroke home roaster, which I've been reviewing extensively on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's website, coffeemumbojumbo.com, which I encourage you to read because roasting is a lot of fun. And I'm quite lucky that I get green beans sent to me as well to evaluate, to roast, and to continue the evaluation process. Not only cupping is really important, but then to see where am I going to take this coffee? How does it extract in the espresso machine? How does it work as a filter coffee? So today, 7 days exactly off the roast, I couldn't wait to try one of the Guatemalan coffees. In fact, the Guatemala La Esperanza. It's a bourbon, and it's been imported and given to me by Nadine Rasch, who owns Coffee Source, a third wave coffee source. And already on the cupping table, I thought this had a lovely mouthfeel. It just distinguished itself from the other Guatemalan coffee, which in fact on the cupping table I sort of preferred because it had a really interesting fruitiness, acidity, sweetness. They're both very, very sweet and beautiful. Well, today I put it just now through the R58 Rocket dual boiler PID machine, and the first shot already was a perfect extraction. I couldn't believe my eyes. How lovely and thick and rich it just ended up in my shot glass. The crema, beautiful. The Guinness effect, beautiful. Well, it's only 7 days off the roast. I think it's probably had enough time to rest and to give it the first real evaluation. So, this is the second shot because I tell you what, I was so flabbergasted that I drank this whole first shot almost in one go. I just couldn't believe how beautiful this coffee is. Another probably also, I mean for sure, statement that this roaster, the hot tub, if you use it well, it can provide an exquisite roast. So, putting my lips to it again. It's just, it's beautiful. The entry is just very beautiful mouthfeel. It's quite silky. It's got enough weight on there, which you like in an espresso. And then there is this beautiful juiciness coming through, which resembles, I would say, kind of stone fruit, a cherry. You bite into a really ripe red cherry, and there's this kind of a little explosion happening in your mouth. And I think this is what I'm getting. But then it tails off and becomes more grounded, more chocolatey-like, I would even say. Now, I haven't put milk to it yet, but it'll be really interesting to put milk to it and see how the sweetness of a really lovely frost milk will blend with this bean that is very juicy, very sweet, beautifully balanced. I want to take another sip, and I hope I won't finish this shot again without finishing the boo and telling you exactly what I think of this coffee. Wow, I mean, really, I always say for a single origin, if it helps you to experience kind of a journey on your palate, various notes and an interest, then why blend? Why use another coffee to go with it? I think this one is absolutely works as a standalone coffee, as an espresso. Again, yes, it'll be interesting to add some milk to it, and I will do that later. But I'm really, really, really very happy now. I encourage you to actually go on the thirdwavecoffeesource.com website and see they've got loads of Guatemalan coffees. Nadine Rasch here comes from a I don't know how many generations of coffee farmers in Guatemala, very knowledgeable, and has some beautiful coffees, really. This particular one, I don't think there is any bags left, but I might be mistaken. I got 216 grams of green beans, which then obviously after the roast, they lose weight, they lose moisture, and I ended up with 187 grams of coffee. And I tell you what, I will cherish every single bean of this particular roast because it is just lovely. But my morning hasn't finished because I'm obviously going to try the other two coffees roasted on the same day. Another Guatemalan Las Orquideas, also from Third Wave Coffee Source, and then probably I want to stretch my palate as far as also trying the Costa Rica. Maybe not. I don't know yet. But anyway, thanks again to Third Wave Coffee Source. Great. And the Hot Top. Don't underestimate this roaster. This is a home roaster, which is really doing the trick. You can use it as a sample roaster. Caravan, for example, do use it as a sample roaster. The main thing is keep control of what you're doing, and your roasts may just turn out really well. In fact, there's no reason why they shouldn't.